We're at the fifth step here. And let's go ahead and read the verses for that, because it's really cool to do that together. Do you have the lessons, Ted? No? It's on your page, right? Can you guys all read that? Let's read that together on there. It's principle 4. Openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Happy are the pure in heart. 5:8. Step 5. We admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact natures of our wrong. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. James 5:16. Amen. You know the terrible thing about this? Is that after you eat and you lead worship, it's a problem because you want to burp when you're leading worship. And it's terrible. And then you want to teach and you might have the same problem. This thing just, you just can't do it. You know what I'm saying? Can't? It's just terrible.
You're in a safe place.
I'm in a safe place, I know. Better be. So, on the fifth step, we're getting to the point where we should have been working on our inventory, and we should be nailing down a sponsor, and because you really want to have those things, well, you really need those things to be really well prepared to go and do your inventory and to confess and have that talk with your sponsor and confess your sin to somebody. Because as the scripture says in the fifth step there, we admitted to God, to ourselves, another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. And I was going to share a little bit about that, what that verse after that means to me. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. How many were miraculously healed when they confessed their sins to that person? Amen. A couple were. I don't doubt it for a bit, but I wasn't. It was a process I entered into. And that process, we call that in other terms in Christendom, sanctification, a process that we're being renewed daily. And in Romans 1, it's kind of the scripture I had for that. It talks about that. Romans 1, 1 through 3, I think, or 1 through 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will. This thing called CR, it is what it is. It's a program, but it's a Christ-centered program based on the teachings of Christ and the scriptures. And so if you really want this thing to work, the best thing to do is to try to work it in the steps and the orders that it's given. So hopefully you, if you're getting ready to move into the step five, it's good to have your research done about yourself, have it prayerfully looked at, and to be working with your sponsor. So if you haven't got those things in nailed down yet, you might want to begin to check that out. Man, I guess I'm really getting old here. I'm putting these things on 3 times now. So there's the testimony I want to share about myself and what that healing was for myself, that process of sanctification was basically that, for me, my spiritual self and my mental self was pretty plugged up. It was pretty, my tubes were all plugged, man. My plumbing was terrible. Has anybody ever seen a galvanized pipe that's been in the ground for 50 years? It's got very little space for anything to happen. And there's just no flow. It's like sin. I'm just totally corroded inside. I'm beat up. I'm bruised. I've been abused because I suffer that. So there's other issues as well as just the sin I entered into. I had problems with abuse. So I'm a person who can't let my spirit just unfold before God and just You know, I had a hard time raising my arms to the Lord. You know, I had a lot more freedom to do that. You know, to stand there before God and just raise my hands. I had a lot more ability to just be free before Him and just speak my heart. When I got those pipes beginning to be unclogged. And that's really what's happening when we confess our sins to one another, to God, to ourselves, and to another human being. It begins to happen. For me, it's almost kind of like baptism. You know, it's not salvation, because that already happened for us, right, at the cross. When we recognize what Jesus did for us on the cross, and we believed in Him, we believed what He did, we believed He rose from the dead, and to believe that He did that for the atonement of our sins, and we accepted that for ourselves, and we asked Him into our lives, and we gave Him our lives. That was our salvation. That was the salvation process. But this is the sanctification process, and it's just a little bit different. For me, you know, the things got free, the pipes began to get cleaned. I no longer had roadblocks in front of myself that would say no. I had ears to hear when the devil was speaking to me, saying, "You're really a lousy, no good, two-bit, you know, person. You're really a failure." I was going to get my testimony out, read in there where I said in school, I always was just terrified of failure. Before the term would start, 1 week and a couple of assignments into it, I had realized I wasn't understanding I was failing. And it was absolutely to be understood, too, that I was going to fail. And I was just terrified of failing, to the point where I guess I just gave up. And it went that way with everything in my life into my adult years. In fact, the thing I was going to share with you was a song that's unfinished for 15 years. And 3 weeks ago when Marty came in and gave his testimony to us, he shared a scripture, Zephaniah 3:17. And it talks about the Lord is mighty. And he actually gave the song, the scripture, and where it came from, and the whole basis for it. So he rejuvenated this song for me, but I promised I would finish that song. And I told myself, well, when I come back and teach again, I'm going to share that song on July 3rd. And what I was hoping was that tonight, if afterwards you're going to be working on your fifth step, and you get that done, I would like you to come and see me, because during the teaching of gratitude, we're going to have a couple of mini-monies. Usually that happens, and I want to have a couple of mini-monies of those people that have gone through the fifth step. So keep that in mind and come see me if that registers and you want to do that. And then I'll sing the song. It's really a cool song. I don't deserve it. It's really a pretty song. We should have done it, a little bit of it, but later. Now I got your curiosity if it really is good or not. So anyway, we need to clean out our pipes. We need to get free of all the stuff that plugs us up and the blockage that gets in our way, whether it be condemnation or just a sense of failure or whatever it is. We need to really work these here principles that's given in this lesson. We have everything to gain. Some of the things that we will lose, though, is the sense of isolation. I think that's something for you to write down there. When you're in CR, you've obviously met a couple of accountability partners. You've got together with a couple of people that you're being friends with, and that's what accountability thing is. And you're kind of checking in with each other, and you're getting that support. So it keeps you out of a place of being isolated when you come into this place of looking at the fifth step. When you take your sponsor and you say, "This is where I'm at. This is what I want to do. I want to confess this sin. I want you to help me stay on track." When you say that to your sponsor and your accountability partners, you're giving yourself that place of not being isolated anymore. For me too, it was insulated away from things, and that's what I did with my tequila and with my pot. For me to come up and sing this song tonight, to be on stage, I would have had to have two quarts of beer in me and a couple of joints. And then it wouldn't have sounded any good at all. I mean, I don't know what it sounds like now, but I don't have a problem being up here. I love worshiping the Lord with you guys. But before, I would have been so plugged up with stuff, I would have insulated myself and isolated myself from really what was happening. Reality would have been gone because I would have been toasted. The second thing we will lose is our unwillingness to forgive, which was another big thing I had to conquer. I had to get to this place where I was willing to forgive others for what had happened to me. So when you're working on this step of wanting to confess your sin and get that forgiveness, you also opens up that place where you're going to be willing to forgive. That's my prayer for you anyway. You will lose your inflated false pride. And I want to add on there too sometimes that I have met people that don't have a problem with pride, but they do have a problem with self-loathing and being less than anything else. And so that's another thing that you'll lose. You'll begin to lose the fact that you're worthless. You'll begin to gain the fact that you're worth great, great stuff. You're a child of God, and He delights in you. That's another part of the song. Can't you just wait to hear this song? I wish it was done so I could share it with you. I'm a real stinker, I think. You will lose your sense of denial when you are willing to write all this stuff down on your inventory and open yourself up and crack this thing open, and you've actually probably already been working with your sponsor on what your list or your inventory is. You begin to open up, and really that denial starts to just break up and starts to dissolve a little bit. You're more willing to be vulnerable and open. In fact, you understand it's really not being vulnerable at all, that you can actually go into a place where you can trust again. We gain healing that the Bible promises. And we looked at James 5:16 again for that. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins, also that He will heal us. So, again, it's just the whole thing about when you start the process of exposing that sin and exposing those things, you're getting the healing that you need. And that sanctification process, that's really a lifetime process, starts to really begin. I mean, how many people here that have been around for a couple of years now know, they really see it, that it's segments of time. It's a continually growing. It really makes it kind of nice. You know, you always, it's from day to day you're seeing things, and from victory to victory you're seeing things, and you're seeing how things are getting shored up in you, and you're learning how to use certain mental and spiritual muscles. It's a process, this healing. We gain freedom. Number two, the things that we will gain. And the freedom is that when the pipes are free, man, there's nothing better. All of a sudden, when it's just okay to worship the Lord, or it's just okay to share with somebody, you know, because actually when you get that freedom, you get to understand too that you realize you'll start ministering to people. So there really is a fourth thing to gain. I'll mention down here. But that when you begin getting freed and you start having that sense of victory and that easiness, you actually begin to minister to people too, and you start sharing people the gospel and the good news, and that's what it's all about. Number three, we gain support. Again, we gain support through having our accountability partners, and our sponsor. And I've already stressed enough how much that is, but that sponsor, that person's going to help you basically stay a little bit on track and not let you wander too much and keep the main thing the main thing. So those are the things you'll gain. And again, I said there's like, for me, there's a fourth. When you start to open up, you're going to realize that you want to share and you want to tell about the good things that's happening with you. And that's the gospel. That's what Jesus commissioned people to do. The gospel is what Christ has done for you. And here it is. Here's my story. And that's really what sharing the gospel is all about. Basically, this lesson is about, you know, a couple of points to help you. It's just pretty much just procedure on how to almost just get going on with this fifth step, and that's to do this this time with this person. There's three things to look for when you're going to do your fifth step. You want to choose number one. It's not on your thing there, but you want to write this down. Number one, you want to choose someone of the same sex that you are. I think you've heard it quite a bit here, but we are a gender-specific ministry, and it's the safest place to be. We highly recommend it. In fact, we don't want to see it any other way. We don't want to see you working with, if you're a lady, work with another lady, and if you're a guy, work with another guy, and enough said about that. Number two, ask your sponsor or accountability partner just to be sure they have completed principle four or step four and step five. You want to make sure that they've done that. Which I read this twice and I kind of went a little bit. I kind of went duh, but you do. I mean, some people want to rush into some things. Some people want to they want to help. They want to move past the accountability place and be a sponsor, and they really want to help out. But make sure the person you've got is really helping you. One of the key things and the most important thing that a sponsor is doing for you, make sure they're listening to you and they're hearing you. But make sure the person has a sense of gone through the steps, that they know how to empathize with what you're doing, that they know the procedure of what to do. They know how to keep you safe. And then number three, set an appointment with the person, a time without interruption. Usually you want to have a time for about 2 hours. Some people can go 8 hours. I think that's a little extreme. But, 1 to 2 hours it can take. And it should, you should be able to take your time. And, no kids. Good to not do it at home where you have any distractions. Just find a good neutral place where you can go, private place where you can go and share this stuff and take your time with it. You want to start and end with prayer. Another guideline for your meeting, this would be number one for your meeting, was you want to start with prayer. And in your participants guidebook, I had it, but there are four books, your participant guidebooks. Inside there, on lesson 13, there is a prayer if you need one to follow. But start out with prayer and ask the Lord to be with your time. Number three in that meeting with that person, keep your sharing balanced. Come in again with some strengths to your weaknesses. That's kind of a key thing we do around here. Whenever you're making lists of something and you're listing a bunch of not so good things about yourself or something that's happened to you, list some good things. So have those with you when you're about to go into this meeting. End in prayer. Thank God for the tools He's given you and for the complete forgiveness you've found in Christ. So that's pretty much the simple basics of how to do a fifth step. The hardest part is just doing it sometimes, but it's good to do it. There's a lot of freedom found in that. I know there's some trust issues when you go talk to another person and you expose all these things about yourself, but there is a great healing in it, and it's worth it. Let's just pray right now, and then I'll turn it back over to Dave. Thank you, Lord. Father in heaven, we just thank you that you have given us a gift of salvation, that you died for us, that you gave your life for us, Father. You shed your blood for us, and that we have forgiveness by you. And in your name, we can believe and trust. Father, I just pray right now for those of us who are beginning this process of your sanctification in us, this renewing process in us, Father, that you would bring people alongside us that we can trust and we can rely on, alongside of you, Lord, that we can talk to. Would you bring that significant person in our life, Father, that we can have help us through this process? And we really appreciate that, Lord, that you work that way in your family and in your body. In this group of believers, Father. We thank you so much for the process of sanctification. We thank you, God, that you're miraculously changing us and that you can renew this this body and this mind and this spirit that we have, Father. We thank you so much for your miraculous powers that you have. We thank you for this evening, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the rest of the evening that we'll have in our small groups, Father. Be with our sharing, Lord. Help us to open up the topic of this in the group, Lord, and to speak that out, Lord. Help us in our after group, Lord, at Solid Rock, that we can find more friends and more encouragement and more just friendship, people to talk with, Lord. Just thank you for this evening and the fact that we can do this, Lord, and we can have this type of thing. Thank you so much, Lord. And we pray and ask these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.